We are back with another episode of Poo-ha-ha in the secret, super secret League of Villainy. I kind of forget the name sometimes, but that's how long it's been. And over here is my co-host, is Beastmaster. This is Metal Raw. So my friend, my bushy bearded friend, you have any squirrels tucked in your beard right now?
No, I ate them all.
You didn't eat them all? Shit. So, this is our special Mayan calendar apocalypto edition.
We're all gonna die.
We're all gonna die. We're supposed to be dead. If you're listening to this podcast, you must be the only fucking survivor. Did you cannibalize and eat anybody? Hey, man, you can tell us on Facebook and Twitter. You can tell us your horror stories. Please send us pics. And if you got big bodacious tits, please send us those pics to boohaha@gmail.com, boohaha at Twitter, and boohaha at Facebook. Yes, we're selling out, bitches. Stop. Did I crack you up, Beastmaster?
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm just glad to be back.
Yeah, man. It was kind of a long time, man. We were just going on a long hiatus.
But we're back.
We're back. Yeah, so tell them what we were trying to figure out in our timeout, man.
We're just trying to figure out how to make this show better, how to make it more fun and not so structured, I think.
Yeah, I was trying to go with the last episode, on episode 2, at the end of episode 2, is our show didn't sound off the cuff. It sounded very too scripted, too fake, and we realized that that's not the way to do a podcast, really. It's always supposed to be just two friends or a bunch of friends just getting together and talking off the cuff. And it should always be organic. So,
orgasmic
too. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So some of those friends aren't men and not a sausage fest. Maybe we can get some vajayjay in there, and that'd be awesome.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So anyway, we're back now, and we're just kind of now we're doing it off of just a topical type of thing, and. We're now going to go on with our show. We have a few stories coming up that we're going to talk about and a few topics. And that way we can converse. All right. So here we go. Beastmaster, tell me what's going on with you.
Nothing much, man. I've been on the internet checking out what horror movies are going to be coming up in the new year. We got like 2 weeks left of 2012, so we'll be in the new year soon. I want to see Texas Chainsaw.
Texas Chainsaw, huh?
Yeah, it comes out January 4th of 2013. I think they're starting all over again, and they're getting back to big movie stars, just straight out, unknowns and just hardcore, and it looked good. I think Bill Moseley from all like House of a Thousand Corpses and stuff like that.
Oh, that sounds cool. Yeah, sounds like it's going to have a good cast already.
Yeah, well, I think he's the only one that's like, they just wanted to keep it a little familiar. But
one name I always look for when they do these horror movies is Rick fucking Baker.
Fuck yeah.
Especially when there's some kind of monster element in there. Rick Baker makes the best fucking monsters. He's the best in prosthetics, man. I want him to make me a prosthetic monstrous dick. He hasn't gotten back to me. I told him I wanted the pubic hair to look like cobra heads, kind of like a Gorgon Medusa. Turn bitches but JJ's to stone, or at least get him stoned, in the opposite effect, but that's just me. I'm sorry. Go back, Beastmaster. Sorry, go back to you, Beastmaster. I got carried away.
All right, man. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It comes out January 4th. Looks really good. Here's another movie. Looks really good, and I think it will be. It might be aimed towards kids a little bit. It's called Hansel and Gretel of Witch Hunters.
Oh, okay.
That looks pretty bad.
But wasn't that one of the Grimm stories?
Yeah, I believe so.
Tales of Grimm.
And that's going to be January 25th of next year. But yeah, check it out on YouTube. Check out the trailer. I think you'll dig it. And the last one is called Warm Bodies.
Ooh.
It's a movie that's been...
Sounds like a porno. Is
it
a porno? Please
no.
Tell me there's no.
It's a good title. For
no
me,
dicks, but no vajayjays, no nothing, no tits, no ass, no. Ah. Okay, but, I guess the Warm Buddies is about the blood that's spilled or something,
It comes out February 1st, and it's been talked about a lot, so You definitely got to go check out that movie. So
yeah, that sounds like fun, man.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get our movie ticket Ian connection there. freaking bastard hasn't let us into a free movie since. We don't got no free screenings. Damn. Makes me mad.
No, now we have to blow a whole $2.
I know. Well, actually, everybody. To be honest, we just go to the cheap seat theater, and yeah, we do because we're broke. I mean, we're we don't make a lot of money. So, but eventually someday maybe we'll they'll give us those fucking screenings and shit. But speaking of that cheap seat theater we went to, we finally saw Sinister, which I was a total pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah, call it. I mean, stop it!
Fucking hiding and shit. Bitch.
I am not a bitch. I was hiding underneath your man boob.
Dude, what'd you think, though? Honestly, what'd you think of that movie?
Oh, man. The premise alone was fucking creepy. It was all psychological and it's terror, and it had suggestive killings. So,
like a
snuff
film, man.
And the whole thing how they fuck with you and fuck with your head psychologically is they made the images haunted. So even when Ethan Hawke's character was like freeze framing on some of the. On what that creature Bagul looked like, the fucking thing looked like one of them haunted painted murals that kind of follow you in like a haunted mansion and shit.
Maybe we should have said spoiler alert before we talked about it.
No, it's not really a spoiler. It's just I'm letting people know. It's just you have to get. That's just basically what they'll read in the back of the DVD box. Because right now, Sinister is already on demand and shit, so you can probably get it on demand. You can get it on. Probably Netflix and shit. And I mean, if anything, I mean, right now, when we're reviewing it right now, it's just us kind of going over it to a movie to check out on, Netflix.
Right. Yeah, I liked it. It was cool. It was disturbing, but it was a little hard to watch at times, but it was good.
This guy didn't phase this fucker, man. He's too hardened with these horror movies, man. I'm a pussy.
It's
all right, I can handle, like, Walking Dead is kind of getting me used to the gore factor, because they do a lot of crazy shit, and considering it's a cable show, but, now when I'm watching, like, with us, it's just the psychological suggestive thing, and then also what they fucking do in the movie that's quiet for long periods of time,
yeah.
And then they fucking... kick up the volume all of a sudden, and all of a sudden you realize that the fucking movie has speakers. Reet, reet! Fucking psycho and shit.
And then you hear a woman screaming in the background. They're like, who the fuck is that? I'm like, oh, it's not a woman. It's my friend Metal Rob. Oh, shit. Cool flick, though.
Yeah, at least the woman in the front agreed with me. Like, why don't they fucking turn on the fucking lights in this movie? Shit! The whole fucking movie... fucking no lights. It's like they fucked the fuckers cheap on electric bill or some shit. You can just turn on the fucking electric lights. It's like, oh, look, there's demons around me.
Writing notes with a flashlight and shit when he's got lights on.
Dick. Fucking dick. He likes to do his fucking goth motherfucker shit.
He's probably just broke with all those kids.
Pendejo. But he got a kid hiding in the box and in the bush. He has another one drawing on the walls.
His wife's yelling at him.
His wife's yelling at him. You know she ain't getting, and she's pretty hot too. She knows she wasn't good in getting a good dick in, man. She needed like a really good dick in. He should have just dropped the fucking book and just gave her a good dick in. <Da-da-da>. And there, what you just heard is a Beastmaster with a snare drum. He now
my rim shot.
His rim
with my rim job.
With his rim job, tossing salad as usual. Tossing salad since. What year?
Since 1999.
He's been doing it since the Prince did that song. Party like it's 1999.
Have you been listening to any music lately or no?
You know what else? I was listening to some classics last night. Believe it or not, I was listening to Ace Frehley.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One? The latest
solo? No.
Frehley's Comet?
No, it was the New York Groove.
Okay, yeah,
I finally downloaded that song, man. That was freaking badass. I paid for it. Did not steal. So don't come hunting after me. H Freely. I paid at iTunes. You can find my fucking receipt, asshole.
What else did you listen to?
Oh, man. Oh, well, lately, I was telling you about the Sword.
Yeah, yeah.
We wanted to get tickets, but we couldn't. It was a small venue. That sucked, but, you know, it's to be expected. I mean, when it's a small venue, I mean, it's one of those things you have to act on right away. I'm not much of a concert-going guy, but Beastmaster, he's way more concert-going than I am, and, you know, it's usually like we just gotta, you know, get together and act sooner on those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, we'll get the hang of it.
We're supposed to do something today. I don't know. We're supposed to do something today.
Christmas shopping, I think. We're gonna go Christmas shopping too.
Well, going back to the Sword, their last album's called Age of Winters. They're from Austin, Texas, and they sound like Zeppelin and Sabbath.
Yeah,
mixed. They're pretty badass.
Yeah, man. Don't let the one of their popular song. It starts off with a little meaty, but don't let that fool you, man. It's yeah. Their lead singer sounds like Ozzy. He sounds like he gets a lot of cues from Ozzy.
Yeah.
And their drummer, and just the way they choose with the their pedals and all the distort, their sound is very similar to Sabbath. You know, so, I mean, if anything, they're probably huge Sabbath fans. They're real cool in my book.
There's a
free song too. There's called, I forgot. There's, if you check out the Sword, you can get at least one free song from their album.
Oh really?
That's yeah, there. Album? Yeah, there's
oh,
one.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's an apocalyptic album or something from the Sword, and on the first track is free. So if you check it out, you'll at least you get a free song and you can tear them out. But I always look at the ones that always are marked most popular.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes they're rigged. Sometimes they just have a bunch of fans just overhyping it.
Right.
But on this particular one, I did listen to it. It had a really good sound, so that's why I'm kind of tipping my hat to them.
That's cool. There's another band called Red Devil Hill with...
Red Devil Hill?
Yeah, the drummer from Black Sabbath, from the Dio days, and then the bass player, Rex... from Pantera.
Mm-hmm.
They started this band and they sound pretty much like the Sword. The kind of doom Sabbath rock sound, heavy rock sound's coming back, and that's cool.
Yeah, we need that.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like I was talking about pop music and shit like that, all that shit, I have my issues with pop music. But the thing where I kind of feel it's cheating with pop music, and when we were talking about pop music and how, is because you can actually import a whole riff or a whole part of a song right. in one keystroke.
Right.
So to me, it's like the Photoshop of artistry with, you know, imagery versus like music. You know, music. There's you should always be performing and playing the notes, and if you just do one keystroke to that, you can't really perform off that. That's not a performance. That's just processing data.
Right, right.
So it's not like, you know, you need more than a performance from George Jetson than just pushing those space cogs on that big red button and shit, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. The first show, we were doing the Jetson scene, so I don't know why I go back to Jetson's, but...
I don't know. I'm not a... Well, I guess I am maybe kind of a music snob, but I'm more open-minded about different music, and, you know, blues, reggae, jazz, everything. But, you know, of course, heavy metal and heavy rock are my favorites. And my favorite is just, you know, Gibson plugged into Marshall,
mm-hmm.
bass player, drummer, singer, that's it. That's my favorite...
We just got attacked by the mailman here.
Fucking mail. Chase after him like a rabid dog and shit, dude.
I kind of am. Well, ladies call me a fucking dog. I might as well. Yeah, that is very true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but not the saying I'm a psycho or anything, but...
No, not at all.
But,
Dude, there's a... Sorry to interrupt. There's
go ahead.
A band I wanted to tell you about called... Crucified Barbara.
Oh, Crucified Barbara. Okay. Yeah, that sounds cool.
They're from Sweden. It's an all-female band. These chicks jam.
Are they hot?
Yeah, they're very hot.
Who has the biggest tits?
I don't know. They're all pretty
Who has the biggest cup?
A to a lead singer.
Oh, yes.
It's a this,
okay, wait, 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 wait. To your estimation. No, we're doing... No, see, we're... We don't really have a scheduled perf panel, so this is as close as I gotta get. So I gotta milk this shit for whatever I can get.
Go ahead, I'm drinking. I'm
okay. So what cup, in your estimation, is her bra?
C.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad. That's a handful.
And then some.
And then some, a little to some small. Guys, most guys' hands. If you're fucking Shaquille O'Neal or Beastmaster.
My paws.
It needs
my
to be
big ass paws.
Your ham-fisted Big Show hands. not to disrespect you, Mr. Big Show. In case I see you on the street, because I know you can kick my ass.
So am I?
And the guy, just drop a car on my face.
Am I the guy that, like, if I go hang out with you, you're not gonna go buy popcorn because when you say here, have some, and I go get a handful, like half your shit's gone.
Pretty much.
That's like, fuck, man, I can't buy popcorn. It's not gonna eat it all.
Well, if you look at the size of our laptops, look at the size of your keyboard versus my keyboard. That kind of gives the ladies a good estimation of our manhoods.
Overcompensating for me or what?
I don't know, man, but they think they better get real wet real soon, or else they're gonna have a rough road ahead of them from the Beastmaster.
Shit. Dude, your laptop is fucking small.
Oh, yeah, but I got surgical, dainty fingers.
Yeah, right.
I got woman's hands. Like my womanly hands?
I have bear paws, so I guess I need this big ass thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that band, Crucified Barbara, the name of their album is The Midnight Chase, and they are badass. You gotta check them out. They're pretty good. And they're heavy, kind of like...
Oh, cool.
They got a little bit of heaviness.
No, there, so. Wait. The other part. Who has the best booty?
Did they only show the front of them? So
God damn it!
I know.
Excuse me, everybody.
There's another band I'm gonna bore everybody with. They're called.
Who's the prettiest though? Who's has a hot? Who's the one that you want to come on their face most? Come on!
I have to choose.
Yes, now. All of them are lined up right here. They're on their knees, and their mouths open, and they're playing their instruments on them. Okay. The one that the person that the drummer is ready to play a rim shot.
I'm going to go with the drummer because
you're
drummer or the bass player.
The bass player. Oh, okay. I haven't seen these girls, so I'm just gonna have to take your word for it.
Yeah.
The last all girl brand I really had the hots for. Brand? Did I say brand?
Yeah.
Like Russell Brand?
Yeah.
Okay. That guy. Have you ever noticed how fucking gay he walks? Like, he does, like, a...
Have you seen who he was dating and shit?
I know, Katie, yeah, he gets Scott girl. I mean, he's not gay. This guy's a man. Fucking... No, but he's fucking funny because he fucking really fucking breaks the fucking type of, what a man is supposed to be.
You know why?
And he really just fucks with the girls and he plays with them. Just, he kind of shows them how they act, you know? Yeah. Kind of like...
He just totally fucks with them, dude.
Yeah, dude. And I don't know. I kind of have a little bit of respect for the guy. Like, you the fucking nerve of this motherfucker just prancing around like a little gay ballerina. Yeah, a little fairy.
He prances. But it's funny, though, because
he's a jokester, yeah, you know? He's like a jester, so you kind of don't take him serious.
He doesn't
give
a shit. Funny,
but dude, but he can get that pussy.
Yeah.
And that's where you gotta give him respect, is what, at the end of the night, he gets some hot girls and he gets their pussy. He's even picking up chicks during the middle of talk shows and shit, that fucker. British bastard.
Oh, shit. So what were you saying before you went off on your
Russell Brand tangent? For your information, the band I was trying to think of was the Go-Go's, just so you know where I was at in the conversation before I got sidetracked and started talking about Russell Brand. I was meant to talk about the Go-Go's and the all-girl 80s band, which was pop music, surprisingly enough. What can I say? I was a little kid and I didn't know. I just liked the music. So anyway...
I don't remember,
bro.
Okay.
It's not important. I think talking about Russell Brown was kind of like more interesting at that moment. so you see how we had that made gave us 10 minutes of show right there just with Russell Brand. Yeah, that fucker should pay us for talking nice about him. Bastard. Nah, he ain't gonna pay us shit though, but
dude, are you gonna go see The Hobbit or what?
Oh, dude, I wanna fucking see The Hobbit, yeah. What do you think about the that frame rate shit?
The
48 frames per second. You know, since you're the photographer, you're the one that's getting ladies to pose nude for you.
Yeah,
shit.
This is like video stuff. It like well for me, I can't really say because number one, I haven't seen it yet. But number two, I don't think you notice a difference. It's just if people that get ill when they're watching the old 3D, you know, from 6 months ago or a year ago, kind of gets you like motion sickness or something. That's what this is supposed to be. Is they're shooting it at such a fast rate of speed per second that it doesn't. If it was slower, it would get you kind of like dizzy and stuff. It's fast. The faster it is,
some people don't like it. They're used to the 24 frames a second.
Right.
And the thing is, the 24 frames a second, like when they're swinging a sword and shit, you see some motion blur.
Right.
But because it's at high end at the 48, we're talking some nerdy tech jargon shit. So.
We're fucking nerds.
So, anyway, basically, when you see that badass barbarian swinging that fucking little dwarf swinging this fucking little sword around, thinking that's his dick, usually that's a motion blur and at 24 frames per second. Right. But at the 48K, that shit is clear, so you can see how hard and veiny the throbbing cock sword is.
I don't really want to see that, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Okay. You're getting good with the timing on the rim shots, dude. Yeah, man. Yeah, with The Hobbit looks like it's going to be pretty good. It looks like it's going to be kind of like a slow-paced story. So if you're going in with a buzz or a little bit of weed in you, you're probably gonna get some fucking nap time there.
Yeah,
and they should encourage it. So you know, if anything, they should actually let us smoke weed in the fucking theater.
I don't know.
But they're not.
They're probably doing Europe.
Yeah. If we're Amsterdam, yes.
Amsterdam it. But yeah, I definitely want to see it. It's gonna be badass. I got a
gift certificate, so we actually get a free screening.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Uh huh.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, we can all see it.
Oh, it'd be date night.
It'd be date night, and then we could go to the fucking the cool little bar, 6740.
Yeah.
Remember that? You know what, dude? I'm mad. You know what I'm really mad about?
Why?
The fucking waitress that I had met, you and my friends had a huge ass crush on before I met you. It's hot little chicky, and she had a nice little sunflower tattoo just above her little dimples on her ass.
Mm-hmm.
She had a nice firm ass, and she had almond shaped eyes. Cute little brunette, the cutest little brunette you'd ever seen, Latina. She's mixed with like a little bit of Asian and white and Latina. Good mix.
The mixologist got it right that time, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. That was a good sperm shake, if I do say so myself. Uh-huh.
What happened to her, man?
Ah, fucking bitch is dating some like ginger motherfucker, and she's gonna get married to some schmuck.
Dude. You're not racist.
Is that racist?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Anyway. Yeah, but...
Well, that sucks, dude. I thought you were going to say she quit or moved away.
She did quit.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. So I don't know who's... Like, let's put it this way. I've been busy with all my projects and shit and school and shit. You know, just doing other things that I haven't been to, you know, one of those bars. And we still got to... Did we ever talk about the Villainous Tavern on the show?
Sure. Let's do that.
Yeah, dude, we found this cool little bar. It's called the Villainous Tavern.
How do you spell that?
Villains. It's not Villainous. It's called the Villains Tavern. It's in Los Angeles. Only problem. And there's one big problem.
What's the one big ass only problem?
It was in the last podcast, what you were talking about when you talked about hipsters.
Oh, did we really? It's been so damn long.
I know it's been damn long. I mean, it's September, bro. We did that show, but
yeah, I remember.
No, but you talked about the hipsters, right? But basically, there's a lot of hipsters there. That's a problem. But I don't think they would care if we go in. I mean, but it looks badass. It has like a. It looks like a mixologist's wet dream there. They have like all of these fucking like dry like this these fucking like poisonous looking chemistry set kind of deal where they mix, and it looks really cool, and it looks like one of them old timey parlors, you know, and shit. So it's down in LA. So
do you know the name of the street or no?
Oh, I can look it up. It's there's only one Villains Tavern.
Villains Tavern.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that'd be kind of cool for our show.
Is it a straight-out bar, or do they have food, or what?
They have food, they have bar, they have entertainment.
Oh, that'd be cool. We should do a podcast from there, man. That'd be fun.
Well, yeah.
If they let us, but, you know.
No, we won't. Well, the thing is, we can't go in with a regular setup.
Oh, okay.
We can go in with, like, a voice recorder and like a little mic, but
that would be nerdy to the fucking hill. That'd be funnier.
No, well, the thing is, like, you can hide the voice recorder
right.
in your pocket, and you just have your mic showing, but it's got kind of clipped onto your clothes, or you just put it on the table and you talk.
That's cool.
But it's just I don't know how the sound quality might you lose a lot of sound quality.
Hey, it's an experiment, dude. We should try it. Yeah, I'm down. That'd be fun.
Yeah, just get out of the normal and just see other things. Yeah, so anyway.
So going back to that band I was talking about, Rob, Blackstone Cherry, before you had your mental breakdown. Blackstone Cherry, they're from Louisiana. And they have an album out called Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. It's a pretty cool title.
Awesome.
They sound like a more younger, faster Lynyrd Skynyrd, a little bit more bluesier.
Wow.
Yeah, they're fucking bad, dude.
I've heard Skynyrd; they're badass.
And the drummer, fuck, the drummer's amazing.
I'm still catching up with all this metal stuff, man. I missed a lot of the good music over the years because my family just pretty much grew. I grew up in traditional mariachi. Asshole. No, I'm just saying that's the kind of music that was played in my house.
Did it smell like manure inside your house all the time?
Fucking racist.
Sorry, man. Did I say that?
Yes, yes. We had tamales.
You did, huh?
We had tamales.
You guys all ran around barefooted in the backyard with no grass. It's all dirt, right? See, it's like I was there, huh?
No, there was grass. No barefoots.
All right, man. Sorry, dude. Sorry.
Asshole. Why? Did you go and dance with the buffaloes? Did you do... Does your people go... Is there a rain dance to do to attract buffaloes for the herd so you guys can have a big wampum?
Were you there? You saw this shit?
Yes, I said...
I saw this shit.
I know that every adolescent boy... In order to make manhood in the tribe, they have to ride the buffalo.
Yes, Rob. I rode a buffalo when I was a kid. Better?
Yes. But the poor buffalo didn't feel so good about him after you broke him in, did he?
After we killed him.
After you broke his spirit.
And we had buffalo burgers after.
You guys at least you guys prayed for the buffalo spirit before you had his buffalo burgers.
Fuddruckers, that's where we all went after we killed the buffalo.
Fuddruckers, my friends. Fuddruckers are awesome. And you know why Fuddruckers sounds so awesome? Because it sounds like butt fuckers. Like Idiocracy. If you've seen that movie, Idiocracy, they made fun of that restaurant and they just called it butt fuckers. But me and Beastmaster went there one day down at the Buena Park one in California.
Where they have Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah. But, but there was a lot of butts we wanted to fuck that day, wasn't there?
All right, you got to back up on that one. Not butts, but something else.
What? Well, okay. We went there originally not just for the butts, but for Buffalo Burgers.
Oh, yeah, that one chick.
No, not one chick. Like three freaking chicks that work there that all have underage booty. I felt dirty.
All wearing their Bonaparte High School sweatshirts. Dirty
shit,
old man.
Shit, man. I felt so dirty. But it was a good kind of dirty. It was a dirty in my pants. I soiled myself at times. I was creaming.
But dude, you gotta tell me.
I was really fertile. I just smelled the fertility in the air of just bad rape.
Oh man, you're going to prison.
Okay, yeah, yeah, man. It's
dude,
like
you're going to prison. Now it's on tape. You're going to prison.
Shit, man. It's like I couldn't go that way, man. I held back. I restrained myself.
And what did you order? So you
a Buffalo burger, and I felt a lot better. But
what came out of the Buffalo burger though?
Fries.
No, but remember that huge condiment section? It was like everything you could imagine was there. You could throw on top of your burger. Remember that shit? There's like
yeah, there was. Well, I remember there was Durex, there was Trojan, there was Magnum.
Which you don't have to buy, dude. Probably
is that the condiment section you're talking about?
Lifestyle, gold coin, damn.
I prefer the 99 cent brand myself at the 99 cent store.
And all the maternity suits letting you know that that didn't work. They are made in China. It's really paper. It's not. The minute it gets wet, it dissolves.
The funny thing is, I can't fit them. I have problem fitting it across my massive head. It's just it's made for Chinese men. Does that suck? Did that come off racist?
No, that's not racist at all. Oh,
what the fuck? What the fuck, man? My laptop's made from China. My mic is made from China. My mic stand's made from China. My headphones are made from fucking China.
Wait,
what's American made these days? The cum in my dick.
Oh, man. Dude, we gotta get back to Fuddruckers. Or Fuddruckers.
But I call it Buttfuckers.
Okay, Buttfuckers.
We gotta go back to
Buttfuckers. Good burgers, dude.
Good buffalo buttfucking burgers.
So good.
So good.
So you're like, well, no, there's other places I guess you can get buffalo burgers, so that one's good.
That was awesome.
So, yes, when I was a kid, we killed a buffalo, and then we went to Fuddruckers to go eat it.
Okay. Okay, you're talking about your music topic, remember?
Was I?
Yeah, we got a guy
I was finishing up with Blackstone Cherry.
Yes.
Already talked about them. Everybody knows who this guy is, Slash. He used to be the guitarist for Guns N' Roses. And
good old Slash with Mr. Top Hat Slash.
Yeah, he has, it's not so new. I guess it's probably been out almost a year. Apocalyptic Love, which actually goes well with today's theme. It's a bad CD. It's really good. Miles Kennedy, he can sing. He did a good job with this album. I recommend it to everybody. Just there's not a bad song on that thing. It's really good. That's kind of rare nowadays because they only sell like singles, you know, because the rest of the album sucks. But
yeah,
this album straight through just kicks ass.
Just like what I did to Poirier Sfeely. I just bought his one song and I didn't buy his album, but I'm just telling Ace Frehley, your album fucking sucks! Make better songs and I'll buy your fucking album.
Poor Ace, he's like 90 years old. You're mean, dude.
Fuck him. He can handle fucking criticism. Hey, Ace, you know what? You can, if you hate us, you can critique us on fucking Boohaha, Facebook.com, Facebook at Boohaha at Twitter. Boohaha and Gmail, bitch. All those three forms are available for you to critique us and hate on us. But at least if I get criticized by Ace Frehley, I'll be kind of like, he'll make us. I have to say, Ace, you'll probably make us. But you know what? I loved your fucking song. I love the New York groove. We're back. Back in the New York groove. That's a catchy fucking tune, dude. That's a fucking genius, bro.
Poor guy. That's the only thing he'll be known for.
No, no, no. I mean, and then you have the awesomest giant ass shoulder pads. I mean, your shoulder pads are huge. That makes Gene Simmons look small in other areas. Well, you have to compensate because he has that huge, freakish, long tongue, and you know he has that cod piece that's just really stuffed with.
But now, dude, it's sad because he's like a joke now because he's like 60-something years old. Yeah. He's trying to act like he sleeps with all these women, but he's married, has kids. It's sad, dude.
Gene is now a committed man now.
Well, yeah. They try to portray that, but I think he is.
He actually nearly lost his family because he kept on fucking doing that. So
wait, you got this from that TV show he had, though, right?
Yeah, but the thing is,
that's not reality. Dude.
I know it's fake. It's fixed. It's rigged.
Yeah.
So I mean, but you know that sometimes part of it is true.
Yeah.
A little part like might be true.
Like an idea.
An idea of it, yeah. So there's something there that he was doing before that made the producers of the reality show take note of it and videotape it.
I guess.
Excuse me. I got beer burps, man.
I don't know. I saw it was funny. I was watching a Laker game like a couple of nights back and he was in the audience with his wife and he just looked really bored. He was just looking around. Like it was like he had to be there because it's the thing to do for celebrities. They don't even like basketball.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother thing that pisses me off.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that some other time.
Why can't he just give me Metal Rob and Beastmaster the fucking Laker tickets?
I know.
At least the Laker game would be a lot more exciting because they'll see this big hairy bushy guy and this little. This little guy with love handles just running across the fucking basketball field. Butt naked. Streaking.
Throwing out stickers everywhere.
Boo-ha-ha. Boo-ha-ha, bitch. We throw them all over there. And then all the janitors are sweeping that shit up with their dust mops and shit. Well, that's how you get fucking noticed, my friend. And if you have to do that, hey, you know what? We can be the fucking kissing bandits. For females.
Oh, yeah, you scared me for a minute, dude. I thought you wanted us to kiss. I was like, dude, I quit this show.
No. You know what? We gotta. You know what, dude? This is awesome. This is giving me an awesome idea.
Oh, shit.
Check this out. We be the kissing bandits for Cal State volleyball teams, Cal State beach volleyball, tennis, anywhere where there's hot chickies.
Okay, now the only bad
because they don't have fucking cheerleaders. Those poor girls,
dude.
You know they don't have a cheer section. But boy, when they get a look at you and me in our manliness, they're gonna wanna get lay their lips on our sexy lips.
You know, there's only one problem with this cool idea.
What, man? What?
Don't
tell
you? Don't you have to be able to run fast so you don't get caught? Dude, I ain't fucking going anywhere. They're gonna catch my ass in three steps.
Fuck, fucking no, you man. You just gotta carry some mace with you, man.
Oh. I ain't going down without a fight.
You just spray the general vicinity. If they walk into that mist, they're like, oh, I can't see and shit.
There's some biker looking guy streaking down the street, spraying his mist everywhere.
Well, no, we'll spare the ladies. I mean, it'll just be pants off only, and
that's true.
You know, if we get excited, well, you know, they should be proud that they got us excited. I mean, come on, they're looking real good. You know, have you ever seen them look in those spankies and how tight they look in those firm buttocks as they jump up and hit that ball over that net?
Dude, well,
isn't that really sexy shit?
Yeah, we'll have to spray the logo on either our ass cheeks or our junk.
Yeah, man, and say, listen to Boo-ha-ha, bitches. It's the thing, it's the show where you wish you were dating these men.
Because they're so hot.
They're so hot. And ruggedly handsome. And they know how to work your orgasm no one else.
Do they know that we don't wear thick black horn rim glasses, which I think look really cute on girls? But do they realize that we don't weigh 110 pounds, wear black
See, that's the thing, man.
We have the Bing Crosby hat, the skinny jeans. Do they know we don't look like this? Do they know that we could look like
hipsters?
The way men used to look.
Oh, God. I'm surprised there's an adjustment process for all that, but
well,
I'm sure they can get over that.
I look like a biker. What do you think you look like?
I look like a fucking big-nosed Italian, kind of with love handles.
Yeah, I could see that. He dresses like he's about to go on a bell tower and start shooting.
Oh, you're just talking shit about my army jacket I'm wearing right now. Well,
that's
never,
a cool
not,
jacket,
dude. Nah, it's a video gamer jacket, man. It's not even a real army jacket. That's how fake it is.
Speaking of video games,
it's from StarCraft 2 Blizzard.
That's a cool jacket.
Though. Yeah, it's from Jinx. Jinx.com.
Hey,
Jinx. Speaking of that, we just gave you a free fucking plug.
Shit, man. Send some clothes.
Send some clothes our way, but don't give me no fucking World of Warcraft shit. Girls. Well, fucking mace me if I'm wearing World of Warcraft shit. Send me some sexy-ass hipster shit, okay?
Wait, do they carry 2X and shit?
I don't know. You know what? My friend Beastmaster over here, he likes the old Universal Monster. So you have had any of those ironic Universal Monster shirts, he'll like some of that.
Fuck yeah.
Now, I like just Universal movie trivia or music shit. Ironic shit. So, you know, you guys are into the ironic thing. Make that ironic, bitch. Well,
wait, going back to the video game thing. Yeah. What's up with your show, dude?
What
you
show?
I forgot to talk about your show.
What show?
The show that's going to be disappearing.
Oh, yes, you're talking about the show.
Kick back, relax. We got about another 20, 30 minutes. Because Rob's very upset right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't blame him.
Oh.
What's going on, dude?
I am going to miss you, my beautiful, lovely Morgan Webb. I'm going to have you miss your sweaty palms, Mr. Sessler, forever. Oh, man. Blair, I don't fucking know you. I don't know who the fuck you are, bro. You just kind of tagged along later in the show.
Wait, man, we gotta clue the audience in what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, and I feel your pain. What are you talking about?
Okay, for all of gamerdom out there, all of the gamer community, there's word out that they're got the queen and king of games of their review. They're the critiques of the Siskel and Ebert of their games. I guess that's cinema, I guess, but you know, but for video games, they are the main people that critique the games. Morgan Webb, Adam Sessler, and X-Play, and Blair Herder.
Wait, Morgan Webb is fucking fine.
Morgan Webb is the bomb. I met her in real life.
You lucky bitch.
I shook her hand.
Can I touch your hand that you shook her with?
Yeah, but you know what, man? She's married. The guy she's married to?
She's married?
She is fucking married, dude.
No, I hate her.
Oh, no, I had that. Dude, she's fucking hot. How can she not be married? She needs a little deep dicking every now and then, poor girl.
I guess.
Give that girl some deep dicking.
Who did she hook up with, man? Who did she marry?
Some fucking guy named Rob Reed. But at least I take comfort that she chose a good name and a husband. Because I could kind of like imagine her somewhere down the road, she's screaming, "Oh, Rob! Oh, Rob!" But it's not me. But even though it's, I like to think it's me.
Wait.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. Hey, Rob Reed, you know, Mr. Rob Reed, you know, you're cool, man. You made all Robs in the universe happy, okay?
Wait, but what if they get divorced and she's going to be like,
no, she ain't going to divorce him. You know why?
He's got cash.
Motherfucker is the guy who he's a fucking one of them internet fucking mobile moguls. He fucking,
that's why she's with him, dude.
Dude, he's fucking start. You know what, who he did?
What?
Rap fucking city. Rhapsody.
Really?
He's a part owner of Rhapsody, man. The fucking music that you pay $10. You know what? And that's even a good fucking deal. $10 for a month and all you can download on music.
That's not bad.
Hey, Rhapsody. If you're listening to us, we just gave you a nice, good plug. hey, can you give us at least one free fucking month just to try your fucking service? That'd be great. P.S. Love Metal Rob and Beastmaster. You know, Morgan Webb, we still love you. Stop hating Rob Reed. We love her in kind of like we're living through you, man. So fuck you. Get off your high horse, motherfucker.
Wait, you got to get back to what happened to the show. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah. X-Play? X-Play is now going to go away forever.
Where do you watch
it? It's going to go the way the dead, the way of the buffalo, the dodo bird. Not the buffalo. The buffaloes are still around. But the dodo bird.
Where did you watch X-Play at?
I watch it on my fucking cable show. It's basic, extended cable.
What station is that?
For me, it was like channel 191.
Is it G4 still?
G4, yeah. G4, the whole network is going under.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like they're just picking on X-Play. They're actually just getting rid of Attack of the Show. Which Attack of the Show is kind of really was going downhill too.
They should put them on another station, man.
You know, I mean, they should fucking. I mean, we need. I mean, now if you're buying video games now, you're going in fucking blind, man. You don't have nobody to tell you, you know, what's good. You know, now you gotta fucking shell out the money just to try. You know,
Gamefly, dude.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm doing Gamefly, but I don't get to check out all the games I like to. At most, I can check out like maybe 5-6 games. I'll have to probably upgrade it to the $25 a month to get 2 games.
They don't have the Hello Kitty game that you like?
Oh, you know, I love that fucking Hello Kitty game. That's some great hairy pussy there.
Oh, man.
See how I turned that perverted?
Oh, I knew you were going to. Wait.
Always. Hairy South Korean pussy.
Oh, man. You're so fucking racial, you damn Italian beaner.
I'm an Italian beaner with hairy pussy on his mind from Hello Kitty.
Damn, I love this fucking Kingston rum, dude.
Kingston rum. Coconut. Yeah, so actually, I went to visit to see when they were still had their show. I actually went and I was a fucking nerd boy in the lines.
Dude, you fucking were stalking her, huh? You didn't go to no show. You were up right inside of her house going.
I couldn't because her house was in fucking San Francisco when I met her.
Where was this at, in L.A.?
This was at the when they just moved to L.A. They moved the show over to L.A. and that was at the Glendale Galleria.
Oh, wow.
So this is where I met Mr. Adam Sessler, who is fucking funny as hell. I mean, I've been talking a lot of stuff about Morgan and all perverted and shit, you know. But she expects that. I mean, all the fucking nerd guys are doing that shit, you know. But, you know, look, you know what? I fucking loved Adam Sessler, too. Now that he's gone, the show has really not been itself. He was like the coolest game show host for video games.
Yeah,
he had an energy, a charisma about him,
right.
And he really was like when you saw him talk about the video games, you saw an excitement and like a little boy, you know, at times it's like, oh boy, it's coming out, yeah. Oh wow, and it's like, you know, you, all the gamers relate to that shit. Like when there's a great ass video game coming out, like they're all fucking really shit their pants, like oh my god, oh my god.
We all are little boys.
Little boys and little girls, you know, they're all creaming their pants and shit, you know, come on. But yeah, and you know, Morgan has always been like kind of like she's the cool-cumber, you know.
Yeah.
She kind of has been the yang to Adam's yin, you know.
Excuse me.
So she's always kind of played it cooler. But, you know, there's times where she does get excited, but I never seen her get like almost fanboyish about shit. She always kind of keeps her composure.
Oh, wow.
So she's better at keeping her composure than Adam. But Adam is more like the true gamer, the fanaticism of the gamer, you know.
Right.
So he exhibits that when he did that show. That's why I kind of, you know, he also is very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Blair Herder, then he came on. And at first, I didn't like Blair Herder. Blair Herder, I just knew that he was like I didn't like that change. A lot of the nerds didn't like that change. But, you know, he started rubbing off on me. He was a cool cat. He kind of had his own weird kind of humor. And he was kind of like a weird, odd fit.
Right.
But later he got, you kind of got used to him, and now he's kind of part of the show. I never met that cat. So, you know, but, you know, as far as that, man, yeah, the last show is on January 23rd, 2013.
On G4.
G4, yeah, and that's like their last Harass for Raw. But I hope, my secret hopes is that they bring back good old Adam Sessler, because he left back in May of this year.
Oh, did he? Where'd he go?
He just quit the show.
Something must have been going on, man.
He's creative. They said creative differences and shit like that. When you see our creative differences, when they use the terminology creative differences, that means, fuck you, yeah. Producer. Fuck you, Adam Sessler. Yeah. If I see you on the fucking street, I'll fucking run you over, motherfucker. The producer yells back, you know what? I'm going to pay you that fucking shit. You ain't worth your fucking money, Sessler. He's all, but I have a kid on the way. My wife's pregnant. I need that fucking raise. And the producer's yelling back, well, fuck you and your stupid wife. Your wife probably has that kid from someone else. It's like, baby's not even yours, Sessler, because we still think you're a virgin.
He does look like a... like a 47-year-old little boy, huh? Like the high waters and virgin hair.
Well, yeah, but no.
He looks like Dennis the Menace, dude.
Yes. It's no, funny. But yeah. But I'm just doing this for entertainment's sake. No disrespect to Sessler. No, but you know, I just kind of painted that picture at the top of my head of how the creative differences went down in my own. That's my own little reenactment of what happened in the G4 studios. But pretty much it's probably like Sessler just probably didn't, he was probably asking for a little more money because he's having more family, you know, he has an oncoming expense with the kid.
Right.
And fucking G4 just didn't want to pay for that. So he's like, fuck it, I'm out.
Right.
And you know, it was a big deal because no other gaming journalists, when they quit, it never makes news. Sessler made news.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he made news.
Wow.
So, it was sort of a big deal, man. And you know, people hated Blair because they thought that they always were intentional was to replace Sessler with Blair. But, no, man. It's just, Adam Sessler's always been an important ingredient to X-Play. You know, it's just like the salt and pepper. You know, Blair's probably like the Tabasco sauce. You know, he's the unsavory spice of the cuisine, of the gaming cuisine, you know?
Right. Well, that sucks, man. But he's got talent. He'll pop up somewhere.
I heard that recently he was going to be a judge in some talent show. So maybe that will go well for him. And because he's good at being like kind of a judge and shit.
You think he's going to go like the reality show route and start doing all these different shows?
No, not reality show, but like, you know, like maybe like a judge. A judge, something. Yeah. I can imagine him doing like a... anything from like kind of like another form of gaming journalism or to game show host. He really has that personality. Same with Morgan Webb. I mean, Morgan Webb, she's kind of a different fit. She's more journalism. She can even do serious journalism, like tech journalism. But they tried her with that other show, G4 Underground. And that kind of went away. But you know. She still has a cool personality, you know. She makes things interesting. So, you know, maybe something will happen for all those good folks who are just about to lose work. Right now, when you're watching the show, they're making fun of themselves of how you might see them at the unemployment line and shit.
Right.
And just and then that how they don't have to answer the question. So what was it like for working for X-Play? They don't have to answer that question anymore. That's what Morgan Webb says. I never have to answer that question again. So what's it like working for X-Play? I don't give a shit about fucking X-Play. Fuck X-Play. Fuck you for watching X-Play, you fucking asshole. That ship should have sunk longer, but you're the only one that kept that shit alive.
She just went, fuck you, fuck you.
Fuck you, cool. You're cool, fuck you. I'm out, bitch. Fuck all you. That's the Morgan Webb I know and I love. You know, I still have a crush on her, but I got to get over it. I'm like a lovesick puppy, dude. When I saw her, dude, I was like,
yeah.
It was hot, dude. It was a hot day too, man. shit, it was a hot summer day. So Morgan Webb, when I saw her, dude, she was fucking sweating, dog. Sweating.
What was she wearing?
She was glimmering and glistening in hot sweat. I was already imagining, like, I fucking was putting it inside her. It felt so good.
All right, dude. Now I gotta mop the floor. Good job.
Okay. So, I tip my hat to X-Play and all the people in X-Play. Man, you know, I hope good well wishes happen to you guys finding other work. And, you know, you guys have had good entertainment for, you guys entertained us for the last few years, you know. It's going to be we are going to miss you, man. Like, I'm going to miss you because, I mean, I fucking haven't bought a terrible video game since I knew you guys been around. So, I mean, I haven't bought a terrible video game in like 5 years, man. I've always had good video games. Now, my collection is awesome because of X-Play. I used to have sucky games before X-Play. Like, I'd have like half of them really suck that I never play. And then the other ones, now I have games I play all the time now because of fucking X-Play.
That's cool.
Yeah, so now, they used to make my $60 or my whatever I paid for those video games, even if I waited for them a year later down the road and bought them at half the price. Those games were like the ones to keep in your permanent collection, you know. And then there's others that you just chuck, you know, and they're not as good. So they saved me a lot of fucking money, man. So, I mean, as a gamer, you know, I was always appreciative toward X-Play and what they fucking did. And also, I fucking used to be a former fucking GameStop employee. Now, but they were the ones that kind of gave me the inside knowledge of what games are coming out that week. So when I went to fucking work, I didn't come off as a total fucking idiot. Because they didn't let us check out all the fucking video games all the time at where I used to work.
We can't get into where you used to work.
Yeah, but I mean, I know.
I know. That's a whole nother show.
It's a whole nother fucking show. But I'm just saying. But like, so, you know, like when I didn't listen to the show, what was going on, and I went to work, it'd be so hard for me to recommend games.
Right.
So I realized that I had to actually listen to that show just so I can function at work.
Oh,
wow. So X-Play actually helped me keep my job longer because it made me knowledgeable.
Right.
It's because I only had to sit there for a half hour and they told me everything that was new, current updates, everything. Even like video games that you download directly from the internet onto your console, like that shit, I don't sell at work. But I can recommend people what to download on their console.
Right.
See, that's shit that the average video game store employee doesn't want to tell you because like they're fucking like they just want to sell you disc games. You know, but I knew that if I told you what to download, I'll sell you PlayStation cards, Xbox 360 cards, the Wii cards, you know, so you those dollars, which still add as video game bucks to the store. So, you know, that was another angle I used
now to sell. But now you're flying blind.
Now I'm going to be a dunce.
Well, dude, you can go buy either the magazines or maybe there'll be another thing coming.
I'm not going to buy Game Informer. They're biased.
Oh, really?
Game Informer is biased. They don't buy their stop, so... They're only gonna they're never gonna say a bad word about any video game that has a contractual obligation to GameStop.
Yeah.
So they're biased. So you have to really go outside of that. So I mean,
All right. On that note.
Let's skip it, man. Let's go next thing.
So I don't know, man. What else you want to talk about?
Well, I think I'm done there. I mean, I don't think I have anything much more to say about that, but. You know, X-Play really was a good show, and it provided with good entertainment and also just, you know, just good knowledge on, like, what was going out. That way you didn't waste your money as a gamer, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem. I mean, these fucking games cost, like, $60. Probably in, like, another 10 years, they're going to charge $70 for a fucking video game. So you're going to be throwing your money away. I can't afford no $70 for every fucking video game that comes out. That's really cool.
After a while, it's just going to be straight download, though, anyway.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, straight download. I mean, hey, you know, this fucking the fucking nerve they have trying to selling us for the same prices as a disc game. Because a disc game, it comes with a box, It comes with a fucking manual, printed manual, and you have a physical thing you hold in your hand. Digital media, it's just a fucking download, man. So they should actually charge cheaper at that price, but they're not. So they're fucking really screwing us over. They're charging us more and giving us less.
Right.
So that's what the game industry is really doing to the gamers, is they're really fucking us over in that way. So, I mean, that's why X-Play was really important, because they were the ones that kind of told the gamers, you know, to wise up. This is a bad trend, you know. Look at all these music games that are coming up. That's a bad trend. We're buying all these extra toys, but they only make two or three games for the toy, and you're left with all this clutter of fucking, you know, plastic gear and shit like that. You know, it's bad trends, and they're just marketing, you know, because they're so good at marketing, they get us to brainwash us into buying whatever they fucking say is cool.
You okay, man?
Yeah.
Everybody.
No, but I'm just saying that, you know, that they fucking like if, you know, if you don't have, if you, they were unbiased.
Right.
X-Play was unbiased for the most part. And when you don't have, when you have an, a buy, when you, everyone, a lot of these places are biased. So you're going to fall in, a lot of people are going to fall for the biasm of buying this shit. And because this person says it's cool. But really, they're getting paid on the side by that company. So really, I mean, X-Play didn't have that.
Yeah.
You know, they had their own salaries, yes, but they didn't fucking weren't getting paid by Microsoft or Sony, because they would still rag on them. If their game was shitty, they would rag on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, so anyway. All right, farewell, X-Play. Hello, everybody. Now is our metal mixology segment. Right now, I just dabble in a little bit of the mixology arts, you know, just to kind of panty drop a little, you know, get the girls to get uninhibited and show me their wet lips. You know, typical bartender guy thing try to do. So apparently this drink I found, and we're kind of going with heavy metal themes, is from this website, idrink.com. And this drink I made, it's called Black Metal. And... Ooh. So I made a glass for me and Beastmaster here, and we're gonna take a sampling of it, and we'll give you our feedback. Okay, all right, go ahead, chug a lug, bitch.
All right, man, let me check this out.
You sip like a bitch.
Goddamn, that's strong. Good though. How's the coffee taste? What's in this?
Kahlua, my dog. No, I was kidding. A bit of my dog.
That's pretty damn good, dude. You know what though?
It's a little bitter.
Yeah, it's gonna sound funny, but if we put a little bit of milk in here, that shit would taste badass.
Well, yeah, well.
So we'll have to do that later.
Yeah, this is their recipe though, so I'm going by their fucking recipe. But
that's really good. It's just a bit harsh, but
yeah,
it tastes pretty good, man. I guess that's why it's called Black Metal.
Black Metal, yeah.
It's really strong.
I think it's called that because of the dark rum. Okay, well, what's in this Black Metal? Well, it's an ounce of whiskey, an ounce of dark rum, 2 ounces of coffee liquor, which is usually Kahlua, and you need to use like a mutter, and mixed together with that crushed ice. So that's that.
What's
little
mutter?
A mutter is like a wooden pole with little spikes on the bottom, uh-huh. And that helps crush in the mint leaves into the ice. So that way you get the
smancy.
Yeah, man. So you got mint leaves in there, fool. It's not pot.
Well,
I'd say it would be bad. It'd be really more. It'd be more expensive of a liquor drink, wouldn't
it? We'd have to drink it dry and smoke it.
Smoke. You know, we got smoke dry ice, bro. That has weed.
What kind of rum did you use, man?
I used I think I used this, the Kraken.
Kraken
Spiced Dark Rum.
Is that the one with the big octopus in the cover of it?
Yes. Yes, label? It's the one that sank Johnny Depp's ship in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ah, nice. Yeah, that's not bad, man. I'm getting used to this taste.
Yeah. It starts off a little better, but I think that's the dark Kraken rum kicking in, and then You can always change the drinks. Like, you can use different vodkas. You can use a higher quality vodkas. Of course, the drink will taste better with a higher premium vodka.
Right.
I use the... What does it say over there, bro?
Something...
Christoph. Yeah. So I use Christoph or something like that. So it's a little wolf on the label. Yeah. So anyway, so that's
not
what
bad,
the
dude. Not bad. I dig it.
All right. I think it's okay. I think it has. It's like for guys who like drinking dark ale beer.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it has a kind of like that kind of a taste. You know, a little bit of bitter.
Yeah. It's definitely different.
The ladies won't like this drink too much because no. It hurts their pretty little palates.
Hey, but we love the ladies. Come on, man. You gotta be nice to these ladies.
All right. I'll try not to jizz on them this time. All right. Okay, so that's the end of this that part of drink, and I'm gonna whip up the other one, all right? Okay, so that was our black metal drink. Now, this is our second drink we're gonna try out. It's called Heavy Metal. Number 2. Which, I don't know, I always call it, it's just might as well call it heavy metal, right? If there's a number, I read the ingredients of number 1 from mydrink.com. Didn't sound very good. And this one's, the ingredients on this one sounded better than the second one than the first.
What are the ingredients in this heavy metal drink, dude?
The ingredients in heavy metal number 2, for a serving for one person, it's 1 ounce of vodka, 1 ounce of Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey only.
One of my favorites.
4 drops of Tabasco. Now that's
one of my favorites on burritos.
On burritos, but I don't know about with whiskey.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna see how this goes. But also, this is also mixed with all these drinks were mixed with. You just need a mutter.
Mutter.
I'm not muttering. It's a mutter. M-U-D-D-E-R. It's a wooden little handle thing with the little spikes, like I said, and it crush the mint leaves in. So you gotta crush the mint leaves into the crushed ice. Okay, so let's try this thing and see how it goes, huh?
All right, man, let's do this.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Token. Clink. I need a little clink effect.
Gotta mix a little.
I got my little fancy little pink straws with the little umbrellas.
All right, here we go.
Oh, good God.
Holy shit.
This shit is bitter. This thing tastes like shit, man.
Dude, it's like Jack mixed with Tabasco sauce. I like Jack, but not mixed with Tabasco.
This one sucks.
Oh, God.
This one sucks.
Holy shit. I could only take like 3 or 4 more sips and then that's it, because that's just gross. No. What do you think, dude?
This is a fail.
Yeah, big time. You didn't forget anything, did you?
No, I added everything in it. I had the vodka, the Jack Daniels, the Tennessee, the whiskey.
Oh, God.
When I'm going exactly by the recipe, I even have a shot glass with a little measuring. So I actually am putting in the appropriate amount. That way we don't fucking get alcohol poisoning.
Who fucking invented this drink, man? We should find out his name.
iDrink.com. So at iDrink.com, I guess that drink is not very metal.
Nah, it's pretty nasty.
It's just nasty, and it's not very, you know, you gotta...
I'm gonna take a shot on my rum just to get the taste out.
You know what? Jack and Coke would be more metal than that. So, okay. I mean, Jack and Coke and maybe a little something else to accent the taste, like a third ingredient.
Right.
Not vodka. Vodka is supposed to be the mix everything with liquor, but I don't think that they go together too good.
Yeah,
it was like the vodka didn't really have a harsh taste, but with the whiskey, it has a dominating taste, so it overpowered the.
And the Tabasco fucking took it over the top, dude.
Yeah,
that was just,
it had like a little burn, huh?
Yeah, but hey, we're gonna have a mess here and there, so fuck it.
Okay,
we tried it.
We tried it, so heavy metal number 2 was a floppo. All right. Okay, everybody. So right now, we just made another drink. It's called Heavy G. And Beastmaster over there is going to read off the ingredients there.
Let's see. The Heavy D drink has 1 ounce of lemon lime soda, 2 ounces of lime juice, 2 ounces of tequila, and 2 ounces of triple sec. Sounds lemony.
Yeah, so it's very lemony. So here we go. Let's say cheers.
Cheers, man.
Cheers, man.
Stir it with your pinky up.
All of these drinks are made with crushed ice, with a mutter, and with mint leaves. So you have to mutter in the mint leaves. This drink is really good. It tastes like a alcoholic lemonade.
Definitely, yeah. It's pretty good, man. It's like, yeah, exactly. Lemonade with tequila in it or something, but not as... It doesn't have that tequila taste at all.
Yeah.
It has a lemon taste, so...
That one, I bought a well kind of tequila. That one's a kind of like more of a medium-grade tequila. So in theory, this drink would taste better when you get it with a higher end premium tequila. So you put in the premium tequila. It's with all drinks. I mean, you get the higher end whiskey. You get the higher end. It loses the bitterness. Usually the drink is smoother.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good drink. And I don't know why it was the only. I don't know why I said heavy G, or I don't know why I'm saying it's metal, but it's just the only. There wasn't very many drinks on iDrink.com that had heavy theme or heavy metal theme. It's just there was only like a couple I saw. And the first one just sounded rancid for heavy metal number one. So, anyways, next time we do metal mixology, we'll try to come up with something of our own and see if you guys like it. And you guys can comment on that and give us feedback on those drinks, and hopefully you're drinking age. If not, shame on you, but hey man, we're not babysitters. Alright alright, cool. Okay, this is Metal Rob with we're gonna talk about the Mayan Apocalypto thing about the December 21st, 2012, which we're recording on right now. Now, right now, Beastmaster, one of the things they were talking about in their predictions is, like, there's going to be, like, mass earthquakes. You know what I mean? Like the kind that's, like, the swallow cities whole and shit like that. And mountains sink into the ground and parts of continents get flooded in. It just changes the landscape of the whole, what we know as Earth right now.
Happy stuff.
Yeah, really happy stuff. So what I'm going to give you is just a quick nutshell of what's currently going on with earthquakes from the website earthquakes.usgs.gov/earthquakes. It's all the seismic activity that's going on with earthquakes. I'm just going to give you what's kind of going on. Like right now, with seismic activity, Alaska got some 3.0 earthquakes. California offshore is 2.7. That is 2.7. Some kind of aftershocks. Alaska has a 2.7 in southern Alaska. Basically, Nevada 2.5 and again 2.7. So all these earthquake activities, it's just normal. It's normal stuff. Japan, though, like where the interesting parts are happening is like Japan, where it's 5.0. When the Izu Islands of Japan, that's a Japanese region. And then Russia, the 4.0. On the Kanchatka Peninsula, that's a peninsula that's near Japan. They have a 4.8 on the Richter scale. But basically, what I'm getting at here is all this stuff that's going on is regular seismic earthquake activity. So it's not anything that this is gonna, like, the whole tectonic plate is sinking into the ocean and you're fucked.
Right.
Okay, now going again with another thing they're talking about is volcanoes. All the volcanoes, there's about, when I was looking at it, like there's something like 1,550 volcanoes active throughout the world.
Wow.
Yeah, most of the big ones are on the crest of those plates. It's all normal right now. All the volcanoes that are supposed to be erupting are erupting. They're just normal activities. There's nothing really extreme, like nothing like Pompeii or what happened on Mount St. Helen or anything like that. All that shit, same. It's like no special cataclysmic volcanic actions, you know?
Day's not over yet, man.
Nah, you know, shit. Well, unless it comes out from the middle of the ocean. I mean, I don't know, man. But, I mean, so far, I mean, the volcano activity is normal.
Dude, what if we turned on the TV right now and it was just mass hysteria somewhere?
I don't know, man.
We'd be fucked. Then we'd start crying. Then we'd go see Sinister and watch you cry under the seat, and I'll just start crying, too.
Yeah, well, we're always going back to Sinister, aren't we? Shit. Okay, just because I didn't like... I told you I was going to have a problem with that movie. Okay, and the last thing, another belief that they were saying is that the Mayans were, they're talking about some celestial alignment with the planets. So right now, I mean, I was checking on the planetary alignments online. They're not even nowhere being aligned. But what it is, what they were saying, I guess the Mayans were saying is that this timeline, their calendar is these discs. And they're all cyclical. So that means they're all cycles. They all run in cycles. So it means it all resets at zero.
Huh.
So what that tells you is basically no cataclysmic events, no earthquakes, no floods, no crazy-ass storms, no tornadoes, none. Just basically the stuff that's supposed to be happening in our time is just happening. Like, you know, if you live in Kansas, yeah, then you're in tornado country. You know, if you live in Los Angeles, yes, there might be some earthquakes. You know, if you're in Kalua, Kauai, Hawaii, then yeah, you got a volcano there you're sitting on.
Right.
You know, basically all this shit is happening, and it's not nothing cataclysmic or new. You know, I mean, when they're speculating on cataclysm, like, you kind of expect it to be a surprise out of nowhere. You know, like a rock hitting the middle of the earth and from space or some shit. That's another thing there. And right now NASA's saying, you know, they don't see no fucking rock out in space that's coming toward us. Besides the other rocks that are hitting other planets and shit, I mean, we're okay. I mean, I think we're gonna...
What if they didn't want to tell us and then... Bam!
Oh, then we see Bruce Willis disappear and they send him up with Ben Affleck on a fucking shuttle. And they kiss Liv Tyler's cute ass goodbye.
With some Aerosmith playing in the background. Damn, that sounds familiar.
That was a terrible 90s movie, dude. The 90s. So, I mean, basically all that Mayan stuff, I mean, yeah, I mean, I like to, they were really smart with the orbits of the planet, but I don't know, man. I don't think that particular thing, the planetary alignments, I don't think they got that right. I think they're just talking about, it's just their calendar's going to reset, and there's a new cycle again. That's it. Right. It has nothing to do with planetary alignments. It doesn't have to do nothing with cataclysmic events and all that shit. It just means that their calendar resets at zero. And so right now there's like 7 million Mayans still alive.
Really?
Yeah. They're still living people. People think they're all dead. No, they're still alive. They're still descendants of the original Mayans. But... They still have beliefs in the old ways, but they never thought it was going to be the end of the world either. It's just like a new cycle, so it's just their new era.
Right.
So it's whatever those new Mayans make of it. So,
huh?
Interesting.
Very interesting.
All right. So, anyways, that's basically what we have for the Mayan apocalypto thing. It was such a letdown for you guys. I mean, if you cannibalized anybody, you thought they were zombies, you fucking had a fallout shelter somewhere and you're digging a hole and you massacred a bunch of innocents just to get that extra, you know, packets of Arrowhead water and fucking canned food and shit and murder people, anyone entering your yard because you think they're a walker, well, that shit's just on you. You're going to be arrested soon. You're going to do a lot of hard time in a pound-me-in-the-ass prison, okay?
So when are we going to be coming back to do this again, dude?
I don't know. That's if we survive today. Ooh.
If we survive today.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, but still, like you said, I mean, you know, this day isn't over. So, you know, something can happen. I mean, there's always a chance of something can happen. It's just, I don't know. But for continent sinking and shit, usually it's a chain reaction. You know, like, you'd hear this volcano over here closing and then this volcano's going off. It'll kind of, like, chain react. You know what I mean? There's certain things that would chain react. And And right now, I'm just not seeing any of the standard stuff just chain react our way, you know?
All
right. So, anyway, I mean...
We'll see if we're here in a couple of weeks. If you hear from us again, then we didn't all die.
Yeah. We didn't eat each other.
Ew.
All right. All right, everybody. Looks like that's our show. We had fun, right, Beastmaster?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we want to keep doing more shows like this where it's off the cuff and freeform. So that felt pretty organic. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it was a lot more loose. I want to hear what they have to say about it, though.
More loose in the caboose?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. That way when they shit, it just flies right out of their ass.
Yeah. So how did they get a hold of us, man?
Okay, well, there's the standard boohaha at gmail.com. It's boohaha at gmail.com. Not hey, too hard for you to spell.
What was that? How do you say it again?
I ain't gonna spell it again. You can just rewind this tape and you can fucking hear it again. Okay, and then tell them where we can find us at Twitter.
I have no clue. I've never tried it. Where is it at?
Wow. Isn't he an awesome web administrator? Yeah, I told him that. I said that he would be in charge of managing our fans and all that.
What's Twitter?
You sound like the dick on the Social Network movie where he didn't know how to change his relationship status on Facebook. And he's the chief of fucking Facebook.
We have a Facebook?
Yes, Dick. Facebook. It's boohaha at Facebook. BOOHAHAAA at Facebook. Look us up at Facebook. And dude, like us.
They're going to get carpal tunnel by the time they're done typing all that shit out.
Guess how it's spelled for Twitter. That's right. BOOHAHAA at Twitter.com.
See, I told you I wanted to name it Two Guys and a Bottle of Beer. But no, you gotta go with boo-hoo-hoo, ha ha ha.
No, I think what you wanted to name it for at first was Crossing Swords. Crossing Swords in Your Pants.
Three Guys in a Bucket.
Three Guys in a Bucket. Two Girls in a Cup.
Three Girls in One Vial.
Oh, come on. That's just wrong. But anyway, so... Man, looks like Beastmaster's having fun with that drum set there. But we're gonna wrap this show up. We hopefully are gonna go back on a normal schedule again. Not making any promises, but we'll try to make it like a show by January. Try to get a show out by January. What do you say? Does that sound about fair?
January 2014. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
2013.
Oh, yeah, that might be doable.
That might be doable. Okay. Well, we'll try to get you another show out by 2013 in January. You know, for all of you out there, have a Merry Christmas.
Yay.
And a Happy New Year.
Yay.
Try not to kill anybody.
Just make sure you drink too much, but don't drive.
Yeah. Like what we're going to do. We're just going to drive and drink and smoke pot. All that fun stuff. But you know, but the LAPD over here is fucking stupid, man. We can get away with murder here. Shh, don't tell them that. Okay, man. So, alright, Beastmasters. This is Metal Rob.
Beastmaster.
And we're gone. Have a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. So long, motherfuckers! 2012!